Hi. I feel it's amazing. I feel that it seems like God is doing something new because Caleb is on the stage speaking Mandarin. And I'm on the stage speaking English. My guess is because I've been speaking English, he suffered enough, he's decided that he wants to do the same thing to me. No, his Mandarin is very good.
我觉得今天真的是有一件心事，因为 Caleb 在这里，然后他在那里说中文，接着呢，然后牧师在这边说英文，然后他可能 Caleb 已经受够了牧师说的英文，所以想以牙还牙，然后所以就在这里也说中文。当然 Caleb 的中文很好。
All right, I was going through life of David, but today is the new. First Sunday of the year, and I decided to go start the book of Revelation.
所以我本来是讲那个大卫他的一个系列的讲道，但是呢，今天是新年的第一次，所以我要开始讲所以我今天是要讲那个启示录。
So we're going to pause on the life of David series on for the English.
所以英文呢，就是我们先是大卫的那个系列先暂停一次。
Here's the questions for you.
有一个问题给大家。
I want to see who can who is the first one to answer.
我想看一下谁可以第一个做出回答。
The first one to answer will have free lunch. And just like all the first comer will have free lunch too.
然后第一个回答的人他可以免费今天免费吃午饭当然了那个第一次来教会的人也是可以免费吃午饭的。
A question is, what is the, after I move to Ann Arbor, what's the first sermon I preach?
问题就是我搬来安娜堡以后第一个讲道是什么？
I can even pay for your lunch.
然后我可以给你们付钱。
Not Pokemon Go.
不是 Pokemon Go.
What? I saw, oh yeah. Yes. No. Not true. I guess no free lunch.
所以好像没有免费的午饭了。
Yeah. No. That's about 1.5 years ago, so it's too tough.
已经是一年半的以前了，所以可能比较难。
What's that? Christ go. You missed by a word.
所以你们其实答错了，只答错了一个词，就是耶稣。
But pretty good, Pokemon Go.
但是很接近了。
You know what Pokemon Go is?
你们知道 Pokemon 是什么意思吗
？Pokemon Go is a game that merging two realities together.
然后这个游戏呢，就是一个把现实和虚拟合在一起的一个游戏。
It merged the physical reality of this world and the reality in your smartphone.
他把这个世界上的物质的现实和你手机里面的虚拟的给合起来了。
It also is a game where you decided to go about this physical world according to the reality in your smartphone.
然后他让你按照你在手机里的那个模拟的现实，然后去探索你周遭的那个真正的现实。
So you see people carrying the phone and run around and try to catch Pokemon.
所以你看到有人拿着手机到处跑去找那个 Pokemon.
To other people, they are doing something that is not there, but to them, it's right there because of their smartphone.
对其他的人来说，可能那边什么东西都没有，但是对那个玩游戏的人来说，因为他们的手机里面有这个，所以他们就觉得这个在哪儿。
So the sermon, Christ Go is about. Also about communion, reminded us that this physical world, there is another reality that's real in there.
然后这个基督向前，它也是一个关于圣餐的一个讲道，然后是告诉我们，我们现在所生活的这个世界其实也不是真正的世界，然后有一个更真实的存在。
So it's a reality of God, reality of Christ, reality of the salvation of Christ.
那个更真实的就是神的存在，基督的存在，还有他给我们的救恩。
So we go about this world, we live our life according to the heavenly reality.
所以我们在这个世界上生活，然后是要符合从天上而来的这个真实的真实。
Now Pokemon Go, the smartphone reality, is the one that drives us to the place we want to go, and it defines how we interact in this physical reality.
然后它告诉我们，我们应该怎么样在这个现实当中生活，应该怎么样去在这个现实当中走。
I reminded everyone that we need to have this Christ. That he is going to be the one who drives us to go where we need to go.
我们要被提醒，基督是那个让我们去到什么地方的，我们要听他。
Christ needs to be the one who defines how we the world and how we interact in it.
基督是要规定我们，要指导我们，我们到底应该怎么样和这个世界相处。
Today we're going to come to Revelation chapter 1:1-3.
今天我们要来到启示录的第一章第一节到第三节。
We're going to discover that it talks about similar theme.
我们也要讨论很相似的东西。
Let's read the word together.
让我们一起来读神的话语。
Chinese, Mandarin and English all together, or Cantonese.We read it at the same time.
然后我们用各种语言，用英文、中文、普通话和广东话。
Verse 1.
第一节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servant the things that must be. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who loved witness.Bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. I have.Four or five questions on this passage.
我对于这个经文有四到五个问题。
First question is, what is revelation of Jesus Christ?
第一个问题就是耶稣基督的启示是什么？
What is the revelation of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的启示是什么？
First, it is something that God gave to show.
首先就是它是神所指示的。
It is something from above.
它是从上头来的。
It's God who gave to us.
是神给我们的。
It is God who showed it to us.
是神所赐给指显示给我们看的。
A second definition, it will be it is something that was made known by God.
第二个就是这是神所晓谕我们的。
Verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servant, the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John.
第一节当中他就写到说，耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必快要成就的事，只是他的众仆人，他就差遣使者，晓谕他的仆人约翰。
First, it is given to us.
首先它是给我们的。
Then it was made known by God.
接着是神所晓谕给我们的。
This is something supernatural.
这是一个超自然的。
God gave it to Jesus. Jesus gave it to angel. Angel gave it to John.
神给了耶稣，耶稣给了天使，天使又给了约翰。
It means the book of Revelation, even the whole book of the Bible, is not something that we came up with.
包括启示录，然后以至于整本圣经都不是我们自己所想象的。
It's not John who, has suffered a lot, and then we went to the island of Patmos, and then over there he has nothing else to do, and he start thinking about life, and then he come up with this theory.
这并不是说约翰他经历了一生很多的坎坷，接着他到了那个拔摩岛，然后他没有什么事情可以做，所以他在那儿苦思冥想，创造了这个理论。
It means that John, even though he suffered a lot, he has many life experiences, he gone through a lot of things that we have never been through, and at the end he was sent to the island of Patmos, and he has a lot of things he can say, but that's not his revelation.
约翰他确实经历了很多，他经历我们所没有经历过的事情，他一生很多的坎坷，到最后他到了拔摩岛，在那里，然后但是他最后所写下的并不是他所经历的，而是神给他启示的。
It has to be revelation of Jesus Christ, given by God, only by God, and nothing else.
这是耶稣基督所给我们启示的，是由神赐给我们的，然后是单单来自于神的，不是来自于别的东西的。
What is this revelation of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的启示是什么呢？
Verse 2 tells us,
第二节告诉我们
It says, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
So this revelation of Jesus Christ is going to be everything that John saw.
所以这本启示录是约翰所看到的一切。
Everything that John saw is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所有约翰所看到的都是神的话，然后是耶稣基督的见证。
So this revelation of Jesus Christ is about Jesus Christ.
所以这个启示录是关于耶稣基督的。
It is not something people thought up and in the first century and people have nothing else to do.They need to come up with a new religion and they gather together and form a team and discussion group or seminar and come up with this religion.
所以这并不是说第一世纪的人们无所事事，然后就开了一些什么查经小组或者是讨论小组，然后把这个人的一个新的宗教给建立起来。
So when we come to Bible,
所以我们看到圣经。
Bible is not there for us to discuss, to see which one is good, which one is not good, which one applies, which does not apply. And I like this part. I prefer not to read Old Testament. And it's not for us to discuss and to pick and choose.
所以我们看到圣经，我们不应该带着一个这样的心态，就是说去评判这个是对的，这个是不对的，这个对我们是好的这个我们不想要我不喜欢旧约，我们不能带着这样的一种态度去看圣经。
A lot of books outside of church, they talk about how to live a good life. A lot of it is from the experience of a man or a woman.
除了教会的书以外，在教会以外有很多的书都讨论怎么样可以过一个好的生活，可能是一些人他们自己的生命的总结。
A lot of solution offered by the world is based on a lot of studies and discussion, and they come up with a solution, so-called solution, help us to solve the problem of our life.
所以这个世界有很多的资源，它可能是说给我们提供这样子的一个解决方法告诉我们怎么样去解决生命中的问题，怎么样去过生活。
But the revelation of Jesus Christ is not that.
但是启示录，耶稣基督的启示录不是这样的书。
It is given by God.
这是神所给我们的。
And when he said this is how, what you need to do to fix your life,And that's it. There's no discussion afterwards.
然后当他告诉我们这是你要所做的，这是他没有告诉具体的告诉我们，没有任何写下这样的话是这样说的。
So when we come to the Bible,
所以我们来看圣经的时候,
we need to understand this is the word of God.
我们要去理解这是神的话。
If God said nothing, we know nothing.
如果神没有说的话，我们什么都不知道。
If God tell us a lot of things, then we need to know, want to know everything that He said.
如果神告诉我们他的话，那我们想把他的话都了解了。
So, what is the revelation of Jesus Christ?
所以耶稣基督的启示是什么?
It's something that God gave to show.
哦，这是神所给我们的。
It is something made known by God.
这是神所显明给我们看的。
It is Jesus Christ himself.
这是耶稣基督他自己。
That's the first question.
这是第一个问题。
Second question.
第二个问题。
It feels like we're doing Bible study.
好像我们在查经一样。
Second question, what did John do with this revelation of Jesus Christ?
第二个问题就是约翰如何使用这基督的启示。
JC is for Jesus Christ, it's just because I run out of space.
JC 代表的就是耶稣基督，我上面没有地方了。
Do you know JC Penny? JC stand for Jesus Christ?
你们知道 JC Penny 这个百货商店？
Do you know or you not? You don't know?
然后 JC 就是耶稣基督的意思吗？
The story is true story by the owner. When they establish this company, they want Jesus Christ to be the head of the company. Every penny earned belongs to Christ.
这个公司的创始者，然后他真的是一个真的故事。他在创建这个公司的时候，他想把挣的每一分钱都归给耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督是这个公司的元首。
Don't Google it right now, but go home, Google Jesse Penny story.
请大家现在不要去查，网上查这个，但是回家的话可以去查一下。
What did John do with this revelation of Jesus Christ?
约翰如何使用这个耶稣的启示呢？
Verse 2 says he bore witness.
第二节他说他把这些证明出来。
He bore witness to all that he saw.
他把自己凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And we mentioned this already. All that he saw was the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们已经讲过了，他所见的一切都是神的话，是耶稣基督的见证。
The role of John is to bear witness. I'm sorry for the What did I say? Well, the role of John is to bear witness to all, everything that he saw.
然后约翰他的使命，他的职责就是把自己所见的一切都给显明出来。
That means everything.
就是说所有的一切。
Not everything you see in the Bible is to your liking.
你在圣经上所看到的不是每一个你都喜欢的。
Not everything in the Bible there wasEverything in the Bible will stir up your emotion.
不是，圣经上不是每一件东西都会让你感情受触动的。
But everything that the author of the Bible saw received from God, they have to write it down.
但是所看从神那里所领受的一切东西都应该写下来。
John is bearing witness to everything he saw.
约翰他把自己所看见的都证明出来。
He adds nothing and he takes nothing away.
他没有加上任何的东西，他也没有减去任何的东西。
The revelation of Jesus Christ does not need revision.
耶稣基督的启示录不需要编辑。
Like Windows, when they first come out is Windows 1.0.I don't remember. But, and then it goes to Windows 2, Windows 3. After Windows 3, anybody remember?
当微软的视窗这个操作系统出来的时候呢，开始的时候它的版本是 1.0, 接着是 2.0, 然后是 3.0, 然后之后大家还记得有什么新的版本吗？
I think it was 95, right?
然后接着可能是95。
Windows 95 and then 98.
然后是视窗 95, 然后是视窗 98.
That's when I was in college and I have to buy Windows 95 and I have to spend money for Windows 98.
这是我在上学的时候，然后我要花钱去买视窗95，然后接着买视窗98。
And then come up with 2000, I say I'm not going to spend money on that.
然后接着出来了2000版的，接着我牧师就说我不会再花钱买这个了。
But not spending money to buy Windows 2000, everybody has Windows 2000. I feel like I'm the one who is behind everyone, and everyone has all this new technology, the newest, the best.
但是当时所有的人都有那个视窗2000了，但是我没有然后我就觉得我比大家都慢一拍，大家都有新的科技，我却没有。
Now there's Windows 10.
现在出了微软现在是出了视窗10。
Microsoft said there will not ever be another Windows.
然后微软说不会再有新的视窗了。
But still, they keep constantly updating it.
但是他们还在不停地在那里更新。
The other day, I want to shut down my computer. All of a sudden, it says, "I need to update your computer. Please don't shut down."
然后有一天我要关上我的电脑的时候，他说，你的电脑要更新，请你不要现在关上。
So even when the name, the version doesn't change, it still keep updating.
虽然它的版本好像没有改变，它的名字没有改变，但是还在不停的更新。
Because they keep finding something wrong with it, they need to fix it, and they keep finding something new they want to add to it.
所以，因为他们不停的在发现里面有一些错误的地方，然后要不停的去改正，还有他们发现有新的东西想要加进去。
This revelation of Jesus Christ is complete.
这个耶稣基督的启示是已经完整的。
You don't find Bible, and then Bible plus, and then Bible plus plus, and Bible plus plus plus.
你不会看到有圣经，然后圣经加，然后圣经加加，圣经加加加。
You don't see Jesus come 2,000 years ago, and then it says, "I need to come again because what happened 2,000 years ago is no longer valid. I need to start all over again."
然后你不会看耶稣基督2000年前已经来了，接着他说我还要2000年前的现在我要再过来为什么呢？因为我以前所做的已经完全被已经不在了，然后我要重新再来再做一遍。
Revelation of Jesus Christ is complete.
所以耶稣基督的启示是完整的。
It doesn't change just because we have a new idea of morality in this society.
虽然我们现在的社会可能有一个新的道德标准，但是它耶稣的启示是不变的。
It does not change just because you don't like it.
虽然我们可能不喜欢它，但是它也不会改变。
It doesn't change just because someone found out that someone think that homosexual is not a sin anymore.
即便有人是觉得同性恋不再是一个罪，圣经也是不会变的。
It's too.2000 years ago, it continued to stand today, and it will continue be standing many years from now until eternity.
所以它2000年前是站立的，现在它也是站立的，到许多年以后，一直到永远，这本圣经仍然是站立的。
I want you to know how precious this Bible is.
我想跟大家说，这个圣经是多么的宝贵。
You can read it anytime. You can buy one and read it all the time. There won't be a time where it is down updating.
然后你可以把一本书，你随时都可以看这本书，它不会有一段时间不能用，因为它在更新。
It's not up to your liking. It's not up to your imagination. It is given by God.
它不是随和你的喜好，它不是迎合你的想象，它是从神而来的。
It's not like I like this aspect of God and I don't like this aspect of God. You have to tell them all.
然后这不是说我喜欢这个然后我不喜欢那个，然后但是你需要把整本圣经都告诉他们。
We cannot just emphasize on a certain aspect, loving aspect of Jesus Christ, and then ignore the part that Jesus condemned people.
我们不能说只是片面的强调耶稣基督的爱的一方面，而是忽略了耶稣基督审判的那一方面。
It comes with a whole package.
我们要接受，就是整个一起接受。
Now, a lot of times when we face our life, we are down and we are depressed.
很多时候我们可能在过生活的时候我们会沮丧我们会消沉
And we would think to ourselves, a depressed person with a lot of trouble, what we need the most is to know the love of Christ.
我们因为沮丧我们因为消沉所以我们觉得可能最需要的是神的爱
That's what we think.
这是我们所想象的
But if you don't have the whole ideas of the whole revelation of God, you only emphasize one certain aspect of God, then it is not going to solve your problem.
但是如果你只是知道神的一方面的属性，而不是知道他的全备的话，就不能解决你的问题。
If you only know the love of God, you don't know God is sovereign.
如果你只知道神的爱，不知道神的主权
，it's not going to solve your depression.
这不能解决你消沉的问题，忧郁症的问题。
I was a pharmacist.
牧师曾经是一个药剂师。
Now, when you need to take supplement,
如果你可能需要吃一些营养补充品的话。
Sometimes we go to the doctor and ask the doctor, why am I getting shorter and shorter?
然后有的时候你可能去问医生为什么我长得越来越矮。
Because your bone density is low.
因为你的骨密度很低。
You need calcium.
你需要钙。
So, calcium is what you need.
钙是你所需要的。
So you go out and buy calcium.
所以你就去买钙片。
And you eat.
然后你就吃钙。
You faithfully take three pills a day.
然后每天吃三片。
1,500, I still remember.
1,500, 我还记得。
But then it doesn't work.
但是没有用。
And you come back to the doctor, and the doctor says you're taking calcium, that's not good enough because calcium in the form of the pill, your body won't absorb it.
然后你就去继续看医生，然后医生跟你说，如果你只吃钙片的话，然后没有用，因为如果钙是以钙片的形式被吃进去的话，你的身体不会吸收它。
You also need what with calcium?
你们还除了钙以外还需要什么
？That's my wife.
对，师母在下面讲了。
You need D3.
你需要 D3, D3
Most people say vitamin D, but D3 is what you need.
所以大部分人说是那个维他命 D, 但是其实是 D3 是你所需要的。
But when you combine D and calcium, it helps your body to absorb calcium.
当你把钙和 D3 合在一起的时候，它帮助你的身体可以来吸收钙。
So what you actually need is a whole lot more than just calcium.
所以你所需要的是比钙要更多的东西。
Yes, your bone need calcium, but you need more than calcium to put calcium in your bone.
确实你的骨需要钙，但是你需要其他的东西，然后来帮助你的骨头吸收钙。
So when it says John bear witness to all that he saw, everything, we cannot just single out one.Doctrine and say this is what I need right now. If you don't have the whole understanding of God's truth, then it's not going to help.
所以这里说到约翰把自己所看见的一切都证明出来，这是真的。因为如果你不知道，因为你如果不，你需要知道的是神的全备的，他所赐给我们的知识。
So if you only know God loves you, but you don't know God is sovereign, you will just say, yeah, God loves me. He just feels sad that I'm going through this, but he cannot do anything.
所以如果你只知道神是爱，但是你不知道神的主权的话，然后你可能会说，是啊，神确实爱我，但是他看到我这样的情况，他确实也很伤心，但是他不能做任何事情。
If you only know the love of God, you have somebody you...Just not able to forgive.
然后你只知道神的爱的话，然后可能你生命当中有一些人，你就是没有办法去原谅他。
If you only know the love of God, that doesn't help you to forgive the person.
神的爱不能仅仅认识神的爱的话，是不能帮助你去原谅这个人的。
You also need to understand he is sovereign. He allowed everything to happen for his purpose.
你也需要去了解神他有主权，他允许让一切发生，根据他自己的旨意。
And the fact that that person make you angry and made you hate him is also part within God's control.
然后那个人让你觉得生气，让你觉得你讨厌他，这也是在神他的主权之下的。
God allows it to happen.
神允许它发生。
It is only through the sovereignty of God you can find rest in him.
在神的主权之下，你可以在他的里面得到安息。
And with the understanding of the love of Christ,You can finally forgive someone.
然后因为神的爱，你可以最终去原谅别人。
And you can, we cannot just mention about the love of Christ without mentioning about His holiness.
我们不能够只是说神的讲到耶稣基督的爱，而不去提他的圣洁。
Without God's holiness, we don't appreciate God's love at all.
如果我们不能够去感谢神他的圣洁的话，我们也不会去感谢他的爱。
Because we can be whoever we want, and God still loves us.
因为我们可以任意妄为但是神仍然爱我们。
Those are cheap love.
这些是不值钱的爱。
Only when we understand that we are a sinner who is not worthy of His holiness, and we are so far away that God actually hates us and disgusts with our sin.That we can appreciate why he sent his son to die on the cross.
只有当我们真的认识到我们是罪人，神讨厌我们的罪到一个程度，他真的是恨我们，我们才可以真正的理解神他让他的独生爱子在十字架上死是多么一件不容易的事。
Only through understanding of.All aspects of Jesus Christ that we come to appreciate Him.
我们只有了解耶稣基督他全备的知识，我们才能够去真正的理会他，真正的感谢他。
So what did John do with the revelation of Jesus Christ?
所以约翰他把自己所看见都证明出来，他是什么呢？
He bore witness to all that he saw.
他把自己所看见的一切都证明出来了。
He adds nothing, he takes nothing away.
他没有加上任何的东西，也没有减掉任何的东西。
Third question.
第三个问题。
What do we do with this revelation?
我们要如何回应这启示？
First, we need to read them.
首先，我们要去读它。
We need to read it.
我们需要去读这个启示。
The verse here, Actually says read aloud.
这个经文上其实是讲着要大声的朗读。
Read aloud means you read it to other people.
大声的朗读是说你要对别人去念它。
That means we need to tell people.
这就是我们要去告诉别人。
We need to tell people all that John saw.
我们要去告诉别人约翰所见到的一切。
We need to tell people everything about God and everything about Christ and all aspects of God's revelation.
我们要告诉所有关于神的事情，关于耶稣的事情，要把神全备的启示都告诉大家。
And we need to hear.
我们也要去听。
That means we are to learn.
就是说我们要学习。
We learn all aspects, all areas.Or every single revelation of God given in the Bible.
我们要学习神在圣经当中的所有的启示，每一个启示，都要学习。
And third,
第三
we need to keep.
我们要持守。
We are to do what it commands.
我们要去行出圣经所教导的。
And read and.This read, hear, and keep, you have to be in the balance of all, everything that God revealed to us.
所以这个念、听还有尊是我们所要行出来的。
Last question.
最后一个问题。
In what areas do we need the revelation of Jesus Christ?
我们在哪些方面要需要耶稣基督的启示？
Anybody?
有没有人回答?
In church.
在教会当中。
Revelation chapter 2 and 3, we will see seven churches with various strength and weakness.
在启示录的第二章、第三章当中有七个教会，他们各有长处，也有然后有各有短处。
We're going to study them in a few weeks.
我们在几个星期之后就要学习它。
You see that in these churches, the only thing that was given to them is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
对于这些教会，唯一给他们的就是从耶稣来的启示。
Those churches need the whole revelation of Jesus Christ, just not just a portion of it, not just one aspect of it.
这些教会需要耶稣的完备的启示，并不是只是其中的一方面。
When you read chapter 2 and 3, it doesn't say your church management has a problem. Go and study, what is that? MBA.
他没有说你们教会里面管理有问题，所以你应该去学习工商管理硕士的课程。
MBA was really hard 20 years ago.
那个工商管理硕士这个在二十年前非常的难。
So in church we need the whole revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以在教会当中我们需要耶稣基督的全备启示。
And also in what area? In worship.
还有在什么方面呢？就是在敬拜当中。
Worship in chapter 4 and 5.
在第四、第五章
，and also a lot of places in Book of Revelation.
然后还有在启示录当中很多的地方。
You see that when they worship, they need to have the correct understanding and the whole understanding of the Lamb of Christ and of the one who sits on the throne to worship Him.
所以在敬拜当中我们需要知道全备的神的属性，然后去敬拜这个坐在宝座上的神。
Some people will get nervous when they will get confused when they read Book of Revelation because
然后有些人在读启示录的时候会觉得很搞不清楚。
Because on one scene you see all this suffering.Going on, and then the next scene, the heaven is filled with praise and worship.
因为一方面你看到有这么多的灾难，这么多的苦难，然后另一方面看到天上有这么多的敬拜。
For most people, they cannot understand why God, angels are worshiping God when there's so many problems in the world.
很多人不理解为什么神在那里可以听我们对他看我们对他的敬拜。但是呢，地上却有这么多的苦难。
We'll talk about it later.
我们以后会去讲这个。
But in worship, we need the whole revelation of Christ.
但是在敬拜当中，我们需要耶稣基督全备的启示。
Where do we need this revelation of Jesus Christ in this world?
在这个世界当中，我们也需要耶稣基督的启示。
When you go on to chapter 6, 7, and on forward, you see that Jesus Christ is the key to the whole world.
当我们看到启示录第六、第七章以及以后的时候，就可以看到耶稣基督是整个世界的钥匙。
Why, you may ask why the emphasis of the whole revelation of Jesus Christ?
你会问为什么是整个全备的启示从耶稣基督那里来的呢？
And when we reach chapter 12, 13, 14, you can see that the world is full of deception.
所以看到第12、13、14章的时候，可能看到整个世界都充满了欺骗。
The deception in a way that, why we need, the whole world is,The world is deceptive.
因为整个世界是虚幻的。
In a way that a lot of things that look, sounds and looks like Jesus Christ.
因为很多人出来看着好像是耶稣。
It almost looks like almost looks like a true church.
看上去好像是真的教会。
True truth.
好像是真的真实。
But it's not really true.
但是其实不是真的。
It's like who was playing yesterday? It's like Kansas City almost won yesterday.
Oh, 好像 Kansas 城差一点就赢了。
I live, I have 4 years in Kansas City, so I'm stand on the side of Kansas City, not Tennessee.
然后牧师因为在 Kansas 城住了四年，所以他是支持 Kansas 队的，而不是支持田纳西队的。
Almost won the game. Does it mean he won?
所以差一点就赢了，是说他已经赢了吗？
That lady almost become my wife. Does that mean she's my wife?
然后那个女士差一点就成了我的太太，那是说她就是我的妻子吗？
I almost graduated.
然后我差一点就毕业了。
Does it mean I graduated?
就是说我已经毕业了吗？
This world full of almost things that looks almost like a truth.
然后这个世界上充满了差一点，然后充满了那些看上去像真的东西的东西。
Almost a solution to our life.
好像是我们生命的一个解决方法。
That's why it's so deceptive.
这个世界是好虚幻的。
And in one of the pages it says the number of the devil is 666.
在其中的一页他说魔鬼他的数字是666。
I don't know what that means.
我不知道他说的是什么。
But if 7 is the number of God, devil is 666 is almost 7.
然后如果7是神的数字的话，那魔鬼他的数字是6，6就差不多就到7了。
I don't know if this is a correct understanding, but I'm just taking it as an example. Almost is still not true.
我不知道这样我这样的理解是不是对的，但是我只是用这个来做个比喻，做一个解释，然后差不多，其实它不是真的。
That's why we need the whole counsel of God and the whole revelation of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we can mess as well. We may be doing something that almost, but we never can tell.
这就是为什么我们需要来自神的全备的启示，我们需要来自耶稣基督全备的知识，因为我们差不多做的其实就不是了。
In chapter 12 and 13 and 14, Antichrist. What does Antichrist means? Antichrist does not necessarily mean that it is against Christ, but it's more like it means that it is like Christ, but it's not Christ.
从第十二、十三、十四章这里讲到了敌基督。敌基督是什么呢？并不是说一定是跟耶稣对着干的，但他差不多看上去就像耶稣一样了。冒牌货。Counterfeit.
Counterfeit. So a lot of counterfeit, unless you know a lot of details, otherwise you will not be able to tell.
然后这个冒牌的东西呢，它有很多特质都非常的像，让我们没有办法辨明。
That's why we need the whole revelation of Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们需要来自耶稣基督全备的启示。
That's why John need to tell all that he sees.
这就是为什么约翰需要告诉我们所有他看见的。
That's why at the end of chapter 22, it says we cannot add anything to it, we cannot subtract anything from it.
这就是为什么在第22章的结束的时候，他说我们不能够去加上任何一点一画，也不能减掉一点一画。
We need the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is my prayer that we, in the new year, our life, our church life, our worship, our daily life, we will commit ourselves in the Word of God and only the Word of God.
我们需要耶稣全备的启示，这是我对今年的祷告。我们希望在教会生活当中，在我们敬拜生活当中，在我们这个世界的生活当中，我们都可以记住耶稣基督全备的启示。
And that's one of the goals that I decided to preach on Revelation.
这就是为什么我决定要讲启示录的道。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your revelation.
父，我们为你的启示感谢您。
It is only through you showing us the truth, the way, and the life that we know how to live a Christian life in this world.
感谢您将您的道、您的真理显示给我们看，让我们知道怎么样在这个世界上过基督徒的生活。
Help us not to just be satisfied with almost.
让我们不要把差不多当成满足。
Almost committed.
我们差不多快要决定了。
Almost living for Christ.
我们差不多是为耶稣基督而活。
Almost serve God with my whole heart.
我们差不多是用全心来侍奉神。
Help us to be, to have a genuine faith in you.
让我们对您是有一颗真正的信心。
A complete faith in you.
是一个有完全的、完备的信心。
And then we ask for your help.
我们求您帮助我们。
Because, temptations are great.
因为试探是多么的巨大。
Deception is real.
那个欺骗是真实的。
We need your spirit to guide us along the way.
天父，我们求您让您的灵来带领我们。
And stay true to your word.
让我们可以对您的道是真实的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.